Welcome to Mumbai and welcome to Crossword. My name is Luke Carbis and I'm here at WordCamp Asia all on my own, no Jonathan to keep me company. In this special episode of Crossword, sponsored by Kinsta, I'm going to be talking you through each day of WordCamp Asia as it happens so you don't feel like you're missing out. I'm going to give you, you know, typical Crossword little behind the scenes sort of insights into how the day's been going. But first, this episode is supported by Kinsta, a proud sponsor of WordCamp Asia and Crossword. The WordPress community is responsible for building a huge portion of our open web. Sites need reliable infrastructure that seamlessly blends into our existing workflows and the new workflows that AI is making possible, without making life any harder. Kinsta's hosting is blazing fast, supported by human engineers and securely handled all in one place so you can focus on building or prompting or possibly some sort of hybrid of the two, whatever works for you. Kinsta's hosting is simply better. Go to kinsta.com for more info or to try it today. Today was Contributor Day, and man, you walk into this huge complex and the ballroom where all of these tables are all set out, each one with a placard for each individual team. You know, I was sitting with the plugins table, there was themes right by us, and everything there from translations to education to WPCLI, of course, core. You know, I had a conversation with Isabel, and she was saying how she's on the Gutenberg team, you know, the core editor team. And there wasn't very many contributors there. Everybody's over with the core AI tables. That was the cool place to hang out at this contributor day. And I spoke to a lot of people. The theme really was that there is a wealth of knowledge in the contributor room. But if we're honest, most people were kind of just there to network more than to contribute. There were still people using AI to solve bugs and all of that sort of thing that you might expect from a modern contributor day. I sat down and did some plugin review. The lunchroom, it's huge, and the smell of Indian food, oh my gosh, it was just amazing. And I'm assured that the fare was fantastic. In the background of all of this activity, this contributor day activity, you know, it's busy, it's chaotic, it's hot, it's Mumbai, right? The streets are full of noises. And behind all of this is WordPress 7.0. It's been delayed and people are sort of whispering about it in the background. I sat down with Peter Wilson later on and, you know, he told me he's the one that's copping all the blame for the decision. He's going to cop it for a little while. I think Peter Wilson is the one who delayed WordPress 7. And that's okay. I was there having a conversation with him and another leader of the project. I'm sure Peter wouldn't mind if I mention his name. I don't know about this other person. And this other person was sort of making a really good point, though, that yes, WordPress 7 was delayed, and yeah, we try really hard in WordPress to stick to our three releases a year. Deadlines are not arbitrary. That is the sort of WordPress release rule. But in this case, things worked how they were supposed to work, right? There was good communication. There could have been maybe a little more visibility, and maybe some people in release lead roles could have been a little more active in making decisions and making them publicly in various different channels. And I'm not sure. In fact, I'm certain that Peter Wilson was not the only one responsible for this, but for whatever reasons, we get to blame him. So that's the mood. It's better that we delay. We're all a little bit uncertain about what's happening with multi-user collaborative editing. And it's better to sort of take our time to make sure all of our database tables are properly sorted, because they're going to hopefully be with us for a little while yet. If you were here, you might have been invited to one of the many dinners that happened on this Thursday night. I know there was an automatic one. I went to a Kinsta dinner where I got to be the guest speaker. It was a great talk. We talked about design principles, product design principles, specifically in the WordPress admin. And one more thing I did want to mention is that one thing I noticed from the contributor day today is that WordPress, the education team, is on a showcase a little bit. That people really are showing a lot of love for the WordPress education team. And I spoke to some of the team members and I said, oh, what's the difference between education? And to me, it's all the same as documentation. What's going on? And I learned that education is all about providing opportunities for universities to engage with the WordPress project. So Campus Connect is a sort of WordCamp for universities style thing. And there's internship programs where students can sort of do an internship with WordPress Foundation and find out what contributing looks like, which I think is a fantastic idea. So when I hear WordPress education now, I think raising the next generation or creating a bit of a flywheel of contributors. Day one at WordCamp Asia was an absolute blast. There was an art gallery of WAPUs from around the world. No WAPU Sydney, that was the one I contributed to, and no WAPU Sunshine Coast, the surfing WAPU was missing, but there was a range of other really cool ones. Really cool idea, WAPU Art Gallery. I want to see that at more WordCamps. Mary gave a talk, a sit-down interview-style talk. My biggest takeaway from that one, Campus Connect and the internship program that's going on. So that was cool. I also went to another panel discussion about the same topic. Not sure why it's coming up heaps, but it does seem to be. I gave a talk today as well, which was good fun. Talked about changes I think we need to see in the plugin directory once that's out on WordPress TV. I'm sure Jonathan and I will talk about it. Maybe some controversial opinions there, which I enjoyed. All around WordPress, a lot of agencies are struggling at the moment. I'm talking to agencies who are telling me they're having trouble with sales because of AI, or that they say on the one hand it's good, their clients are giving them very detailed briefs, and on the other hand, they feel like everything that they say, all the advice they give, all of their quotes, it's all fact-checked by Claude and ChatGPT, and that's not a very fun dynamic. AI is everywhere. Had a great conversation with someone after I said, yeah, I don't love using vibe-coded plugins on my websites, and I was sort of advocating in my talk for a sort of scale, a disclosure scale of how much AI is involved in each plugin. Someone told me, you know, I've never coded before and now I can create these products. And we had a really interesting discussion about whether or not vibe coding is worthwhile and whether it should be discouraged. It is a tough topic. I'd be keen to know what you think, because I personally don't want to use vibe coded products because they don't tend to be very good. They don't have the love and attention and care, and they don't end up being maintained and all of that sort of thing. And that was the point I made. Another big AI thing that came up was the lack of feature moat, and came up in my agency discussions. Plugins, there's so many trying to do the same thing, and there's so many launches. There's some sort of like launch fatigue. The WordPress community here is amazing, so friendly. I've been gifted all sorts of things from Indian folks who are welcoming me into the country. So it's been beautiful. I'm really looking forward to some sessions tomorrow. So stay tuned and I'll tell you all about it. Day two highlights, as you'd expect today, was a lot about AI. And, you know, I'm a kind of skeptic a little bit when it comes to AI, despite how much I use it every day. But Felipe Sintra's talk on using AI with testing did maybe change some of my opinions a little bit. Did you know there are multiple NPX or NPM packages that you can pull into your Claude projects to give it new skills? And there's various different AI things that people are now doing to get Claude to be able to test locally in playgrounds, or give it the ability to create a blueprint that you can then share, all this sort of thing for testing. It's really cool what is possible when you combine playgrounds with AI. And if that's something that's interesting to you, check out Felipe's talk. Another talk that was important today was Takayuki Miyoshi's talk about, well, it wasn't about CF7, Contact Form 7. Taka is the, and always has been, the main guy behind Contact Form 7. He was talking in his, you know, his presentation about decoupled architecture, and but the important part of the talk was that he announced Contact Form 7 is moving into a maintenance and security updates only. It's not going to get any big new features while he refocuses on a different project, which is due to land, he said, maybe in 2028, hopefully. When he said 2028, some of the audience members thought he was joking and actually laughed out loud, but he was serious. That's how long it's going to take. That's interesting, because it means there's a real gap. Now, we can, of course, keep using Contact Form 7, but that's not getting any big updates, and then there's a real gap in the WordPress form world for a simple, free, non-pushy, non-premium upsell forms plugin. Oh, I went to the speed build. That was amazing. I've never gone to a live speed build before where there's a design that's given to two competitors and they have to use Gutenberg, or I think any page builder is okay, to build out the design as quickly as possible. I think this is so much fun. I know it's done in a few places. I want to see a tournament. Let's have the page builders sponsor competitors. You know, there can be like four Elementor people, four Divi people, four whatever. You know, Automatic can get some Gutenberg people up there, and let's do a real tournament speed build competition and see a knockout round who ends up in the finals, and which page builder ends up being the best for building out designs quickly. All right, closing keynote obviously was what a lot of people were at the event were looking forward to seeing. Matt, he wasn't able to make it. He was very sick, but he did a really good job, I thought, of being able to listen to the live stream and reply via text via somebody. So it worked out really kind of nicely given all of the constraints. I thought it would have been really easy to just say, sorry, I can't be there, bye. But he really made an effort, and that was fantastic. Poor Mary, she had to deliver Matt's keynote, but she was also sick. Then it came to the Q&A. I have to admit, I tuned out for a good chunk of this, but I did listen enough to realize that a lot of the questions related to MDASH, the new CMS produced by Cloudflare, which was pitched as a sort of WordPress successor. I was excited about MDASH when I first saw it, and I used it. I used it in a playground, and I messed around with it, but I just have a gut feeling it's kind of going to end up going nowhere, like a lot of AI-based launches recently. There is going to be a fourth flagship event from now on. WordCamp India is itself going to be the fourth flagship event that's going to happen next year alongside WordCamp Asia, separate to it. I hope you've enjoyed this crossword coverage of the 3 days of WordCamp Asia 2026. I've had a blast recording it and attending, of course, and I want to say thank you one more time to our sponsor, Kinsta. And yes, next time on Crossword, it won't be just me. You'll get to hear the much more bright, intelligent, and articulate Jonathan Wald. So until then, goodbye.